Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. A group of bishops from the U.S. and Britain are in the Holy Land this week as part of the Coordination Group of Bishops' Conferences in support of the Church in the Holy Land, an initiative the Holy See began in 1998 to encourage pilgrimage to the land where Christ was born. Philippa Hitchin is with the bishops and sends this report.
Exactly 2 years ago, I came to the Holy Land with the same group of bishops that's visiting Bethlehem this week in support of the local Christian churches and people. 2 years ago, we travelled by bus into Gaza City and were warmly welcomed by Father Manuel Musallam at the Holy Family Parish and School for Muslim and Christian Children that he runs, the only Catholic parish in the whole Gaza Strip. There we spoke with Muslim leaders, watched the children dance, witnessed firsthand the difficulties of daily life, and heard the fears on everyone's lips about increased violence against Israel and between Palestinian factions, unless there could be a serious attempt to talk peace. That was before the extremist Hamas came to power, before the siege of Gaza began. Today, of course, we can't get into Gaza to stand beside them in their fear and grief, to pray with them or to bring the food and medicines they so desperately need. But we did manage to reach Father Manuel on the phone today and to hear just how desperate the situation has become for ordinary Christians and Muslims in Gaza as the Israeli offensive against Hamas enters its 18th day.
We are in short of food and water. Today, for example, in my house, I will finish the potable water.
While the Holy Family parish buildings are now offering shelter to dozens of terrified Muslim and Christian families, many thousands have fled their homes for the relative safety of UN schools and refugee camps. Meanwhile, international diplomacy continues to try and broker a ceasefire, but many people here have simply lost hope that even if the rockets and bombings stop, there will be any kind of just peace between Palestine and Israel. As the bishops from Europe and North America sat around the table here in Bethlehem and listened, Father Manuel issued a desperate cry for help for his people, not just for an end to the senseless killing of innocents on both sides, but for the international community to force Israeli and Palestinian leaders back to the negotiating table and to help them make the hard decisions about renouncing violence, ending occupation, and stopping the oppression that has so far failed to guarantee any kind of security for either side. In Bethlehem for the Holy Land Coordination Meeting, I'm Philippa Hitchin.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.